Evening, one and all, and it's now spring in Hutton Orbital, so there's the fresh smells. So, Harry, what is that?
No, that's not spring you can smell. It's something far worse. Anyway, get on with it.
Okay, then. As ever, on tonight's show, we have an inestimable team. Is this Weatherspoon's line? With us tonight, in the blue chair, we have the ballsy Harry Balzac.
Thank you, Mr. Chafing. Also with us in the brown chair, we have that dirty old sod, Lou Snockers.
Thank you, I think, Mr. Balzac. In the pink tonight, we have my beloved Norma, although I think she's cross with me this evening.
I'm not talking to you until you apologise for.
Well, looks like it's going to be a fun one tonight, folks. Marital strife in the studio. Let's get cracking with the headlines and hope that they behave during the show. Hearing dog in blind support mission.
Flare gazing leads to hair-raising encounter.
The apology officer is once again not in the building and building up to an apology from a standing apology officer.
Atrus 5060 is keen to tell us quite how deep the bio waste goes.
And Harry Balzac's here with the Green Goo Pools results.
Lou receives a mysterious transmission.
And Norma's trying to make sense out of the lack of CGs.
First tonight, after an intrusive expose by Sagittarius Eye last Sunday opened public speculation into his fluffiness's parentage, breeding and stature, Alvin Deefer, fluffy leader of the Hutton Truckers, galactic communication superstar and all-round hearing dog, some months rounder than others, but we're reassured that it's all hair and not stolen sausages, has instructed a blind man to come to his office forthwith. In an effort to shield Alvin's most private of communications and personal moments, that may or may not include belly rubs from Lael Wolf, and personal grooming of private parts of his anatomy, he has commissioned a retractable visual shield for his office. This shutter and net curtain combo is designed using the latest materials, we suspect void opal coated unobtainium, by one Cecil B. Trumpington, cocktail engineer to the stars, to be soundproof, lightproof, waterproof, and possibly even 60% proof. These newfangled blinds are being installed by professionals, of course, trained in spaniel placation techniques, avoiding the lintel with the big drill so as not to get stuck, wielding a Henry the Hoover so as not to end up with dusty paw prints everywhere, and of course that staple requirement for any manual labourer from the station maintenance company, Bodgett and Scarper, Blind Installations Division, making tea with enough sugar in it to make your teeth shiver. Alvin has written to Sagittarius Eye, stating that whilst he wholeheartedly approved of the interview and history of both Hutton Orbital and the Truckers, he was unimpressed with the wild speculation as to what breed he was, or whether he was even actually a dog. He confirmed that his mum was a bitch, his dad was a total dog, and yes, it has been that way for hundreds of generations. Though to be fair, that describes most of the cast of EastEnders in Space. You slag! You're not my mum. Sorry, got carried away. Alvin, he has invited them for a photo shoot at his offices to clear up any confusion. By sheer coincidence, Bodgett and Scarpa also appear to have fitted a big lever to his desk. A hatch in the floor and the rumours of gallons of seawater, sharks and underwater lasers. not connected to any of the above.
In true Hutton style, after the recent incidents of explosive decompression and a rapid unscheduled disassembly, Commander Flossie of Hutton Orbital, part-time fuel rat and full-time mother trucker, has managed to catch back up with the Distant Worlds Expedition at speeds that would put salt posters after a new points release to shame. Having caught up with Distant Worlds, Commander Flossie proceeded to overtake them at speed. Going first from light speed, then to outrageous speed, and then straight to ludicrous speed. At which point the fuel ran out. Luckily, in order to continue her extraordinary extraterrestrial expedition, Flossie found herself at a scoopable star with some rather pretty wavy lines coming out the sides of it. As all good fuel rats do, Flossie opened the big scoop, throttled back, and turned round for a selfie. Or at least that's what she thought she did. Instead, the chosen lever flapped the seat back into relax mode, the flash went off in her eyes, and the ship intoned, "Frameship drive operating beyond safe limits," before everything turned into a bucking bronco, and her good ship ended up in normal flight with alarms going off everywhere. The glass blew out of the cockpit, the laundry all caught fire, the crockery turned into something that Time Team, or Ramtar, would be proud to find in a few millennia, and the hamster remlock devices snapped into place over her cockpit companions. Not one to be deterred, Flossie quickly synthesized some more oxygen and dialed up the Hutton truckers with one message: "Oh, bother." Unfortunately, this was followed by "Oh, bother" again as the drives caught fire and then fell off, before a final "Oh, bother" as the core ejected itself before exploding. After finding herself floating in space somewhere in the cone of a neutron star, Commander Flossie scooped the hamsters up in one arm, pulled out her communication tablet, took a selfie, and waited for a rescue ship. After all, at ludicrous speed, it would only take a day or two to catch back up again. Now, if only she could remember where that system was with the five water worlds and the really nice sandy beaches.
Hutton Orbital Truckers Cooperative Incident Report Form. Incident location, no way you've heard of. Date and time of incident, 1830, 18th of March, 3305. Reporting officer, Mia Harkness. Circulate to His Fluffiness Alvin Diefer. Progenitor Leo Wolf. Type of incident: traffic, property damage. Type of damage: life and ship. I thought this was going to be a sad one, but it ends happily enough, so chin up. It only cost us a hauler and one commander, and we sort of got the commander back. You may know that after too many Hutton coffees, Commander Short Engineer 78 set off for Beagle Point in a stripped out hauler about a week ago. When he made it and spent some time oohing and aahing at how little the galaxy looked that far out. After a brief delay to plait his beard, he made a start for home. As he always does, Short Engineer had planned stops at interesting places on the way. He wanted to see all the colours of the Lagrange clouds, the weird space tree things, and the many different types of mollusk. He loves a space mollusk. Well, the thing is, he really likes mollusks and wanted to see one close up, but they are really big and haulers are really little. And he didn't have any shields. And the Hutton coffee had worn off by then. And the beads had come loose from his Grizzly Adams beard and were floating about the cockpit. And why? Is this the boost button always the one you press by accident? Anyhow, bang, crunch, yelp. Shark pin take a breath and pop. The hauler became a convertible and the escape pod was still back in storage at Hutton with the shield generator and all the other heavy bits. No one quite knows what happened next. I was at Hutton Orbital with Commander Rampage when the news came in. It's never a good sign when we both get notification at the same time. We exchanged a look and made our way round to Budget Clones for you. The place was locked up and in darkness. All of the display vats had been removed and the notice been stuck on the door. It was Alpha Centauri Environmental and Genetic Health. They had closed the place down. It must have been really bad because Hutton has a McZargoids and a dodgy pub on the parade that does pie and pint for one credit. I looked over at Rampage as he chewed thoughtfully on a 3-day-old herring head. There was a look of sadness on his pasty, clammy face as we turned away from his birthplace. I know, I said. Let's see what's left in the kitty. There were loads of bounty money from that anaconda we shot up the hall of race. We might even have enough for a decent clone this time. Oh, no offence. None taken, he beamed, his bulging eyes brightening. Let's get to the hot box office. Everyone was in when we got there, so we shared the sad news, and as we did so, I noticed a couple of shifty glances. What? Rampage asked. Well, began Orkman 55. Would anyone like a muffin? What was that? Rampage asked suspiciously. I'm Toasty Tommy, your one-stop toasting machine. I can toast bread, muffins, bagels. Shut up, or I'll shut it up with a hammer, growled Rampage. Orkman quickly unplugged the toaster and put it back into a cupboard. It was a sale, so, you know. I had to ask, did we spend Anaconda Bounty on any other vital pieces of equipment? Eager to pass the blame, Orkman piped up. My dear bought the 3305 Ladies of Flake and Hollow calendar. To be honest, that didn't surprise me. There was something about matronly women in boiler suits that made Maduro come over all unnecessary. We got the petty cash tin from the top-notch security place and emptied out the contents. There wasn't much. A few listless days passed as we tried to think of something. Suddenly, we had the same idea at the same time. Gift shop, I asked. Gift shop, Rampage confirmed. We looked and looked. There were all sorts of things in the shop. Alvin plushies, replica mugs and real mugs, Centauri Megagin gift set, and an anatomically correct buck-necked bobbleheads with extra jiggling action. After a while, the only thing we could see was a full-size robotic 20th century style Chucky doll, and there was no way we were downloading his consciousness into that. We were at a loss when Rampage received a call. The star system where Short Engineer went pop was a conservation zone, so the fuel rats had dispatched a deep space salvage team to clean up the mess. They were on final approach to Hutton. Among the wreckage, they found an egg made of a sort of secreted resin, or maybe a strange type of stone. We met the crew in the hangar as they alighted from a very worn-out Asp Scout, carrying the egg between four of them, and placed it on the deck. We all stared in awe at the gift space monarchs had left us. Elemental forces then caused the stone egg to hatch. From it there came a stone commander. The nature of Short Engineer 78 was irrepressible. There he was, large as life and twice as hairy as he'd been before. He was a bit overwhelmed at first, but he's doing a lot better now. We convinced him to start wearing clothes again. Nurse Wyeth gave him a medical, and it turns out that stone which makes up his skin is actually a kind of space molluch resin. He's still mostly human, with some space molluch DNA filling in the gaps. Strangely, he has a ravenous appetite for bananas and eats them non-stop now. When we last checked, he was at around 10,000 BEDs, banana equivalent doses. Real thing, look it up, because bananas are mildly radioactive and he's eaten a lot of them. He glows in the dark a bit, but don't be afraid, he's very friendly. Just don't mention the smell. So all good in the end, and we still have some anaconda money left. Happy days. Anyway, happy World Puppetry Day. Apologies from the standing apology officer, that's me, to our standing who did awesomely at not turning up. Turned out nice again. Apology officer, official standing, team hotbox. Sorry again.
Good evening, truckers. Atris 5060 reporting in with the latest intel on the Thargoids from Canon Research. I'm glad to report some good news this week. Of last week's targets, Ross 490, Tangua and Turbacobo were saved, and incursions in Apishna and Anchor were lifted. In addition to this, Thargoid presence in Ross 695, HIP 24046, Vegadang and Songbi has been reduced to marginal, meaning that the incursion in these systems may be lifted soon. Furthermore, Operation IDA has successfully repaired Artemis Lodge in Solanio, allowing them to move on to repairing Copernicus Observatory in Asterope. But as always with good news, there is some bad news. Sorry. Thargoid's incursions are now present in the remaining three targets reported last week, which are 61 Virginis, HIP 9141, and Segreth. In addition to these, the Thargoid incursions are still ongoing in HIP 10492, Orang, Cambo, HIP 4024, Camulus, Bad Bazist, and Esquiti. This week, the boffins decoding the Eagle Eye Network are reporting that the Thargoids are going to be targeting HIP 12779, HIP 8830, Turbacobo, Agatha, 61 Virginis, and Ross 490. As you may have realised, Turbacobo, 61 Virginis, and Ross 490 were targeted last week, with Ross 490 and Turbacobo being saved, and 61 Virginis currently under incursion. It's unclear whether Eagle Eye has encountered another error, or whether the Thargoids are duping us once more. Either way, these systems must be defended, and the ongoing incursions need to be lifted. Your mission this week, truckers, should you choose to accept it, will be to defend HIP 12779, HIP 8830, Turbacobo, Agatha, and Ross 490, and help lift the incursion in 61 Virginis. We need you out there, truckers. Good luck, and as always, it's for the mark.
And now, a new special service for all our sports fans out there. The Green Goo Pools results brought to you by our kind sponsors, the George Pantazis Purple Family. Losses: Gene Terminal Vikings 1, Farg of the South 3. Sorry Team of V1G Apology 3, Farg of Mid Super Cruise 4. Furkawa Fur Gatherers 1, Queen's Targ Rangers 4, Wenzel Terminal 2, West Targ United 4, Bessel Gateway 6, Targ Sharks 7, Matesport Malteser Eaters 0, Targ North End 1, Baird Dock Pallet Sniffers 4, Stanley Targ 5. And now the winds. Apishna Pants 1. Inceptor Incidentals didn't. Anchor Rovers 4. Static Incursions 0. Turbacobo Little Hobos 2. Little Fuckers 0. Tangua Mabit 1. Green Army 0. Ross 490 Academicals 4. Tentacles Fingersmiths 0. And now the no score draws. Ross 695 Warriors 0. Squiddy Hole Dwellers nil. HIP 24046 Dragons, nil. Fargoid Menace, nil. Vajadeng Giants, nil. Farg Flower Wielders, nil. Songbee Narwhals, nil. Queen of the Tharg, nil. HIP 12779 Mods, nil. Tharg Prickly Thistles, nil. Can't help feeling there's a little lack of tension here if these are no-score draws. HIP 8830 Warmongers, nil. Fargonian House Muir, nil. Agartha All-Stars, nil. Tharg City, nil. 61 Virginis Eunuchs, nil. Black Tharg Consortium, nil. Second round replays have been scheduled for Turbocobo Little Hobos, Ross 490 Academicals, 61 Virginis Eunuchs. Listen in, same time, sort of, next week, if we still like the idea, for next week's pools results. In the meantime, keep those coupons safe, and for once you can help yourself by supporting your local Hutton team. Keep on keeping on. Until next week, farewell.
Good evening, Druckers. It's good to be back, and I have some very strange BGS news to report. But first, the general instructions. Where it's relatively stable, we're a little high in a couple of systems, so if we can drop our pants, that would be helpful. Both our LPs need quietening down, and we need to... No, I'm not going to say that. Normal would kill me. PSPF LF2, Leuton and Wolf 124 also need lowering a little. The most important task currently is to prevent our friends from expanding into the PSPF LF2 by working for the controlling fraction in Omnicrom 2 Eridani and getting them to expand first. So, all hands to Omicron 2 and get that expansion triggered. The big news in Colonia is that we're 3-0 up in the war with Tyr, so two more days just to be safe, have that in the bag. We're an outbreak in Doriso, so plenty of money to be made there. And there are dastardly pirates in Eol Procol Centauri, so get to it, combat pilots. On to the strange news. Strange news. Book's not here. The BGS office at Studio 5 received this transmission today. If we have the transmission. After extensive research, we've deciphered some of the message, and although the sender's name is still a mystery due to the shitty sound, it claims that they are back and working to boost the truckers in Barnard Star. Encoded in the static, another message claims that this is our protection, but we haven't decided who they claim to be protecting us against. We can't be sure, but we think that we're being asked to boost Barnard Star hard. More news as we find it. Now, over to Norma with whatever news she has this week.
I've got nothing to say to you, not until you apologise. And that's it from me this week.